And we are back with yet another exciting episode of Rick's Horror Review Show, Rick's Rated R Horror Review Show, where we, as I've already proved to you, review absolutely everything, and I mean everything, that is related to horror. Horror movies, horror TV shows, horror documentaries, horror primetime specials from the 1990s featuring Barbara Walters on I'm Heel Down. Hell, we also reviewed the best horror gimmicks and wrestling if you smell what the Rick is cooking. Because we love that shit, but if I'm honest, and I am always honest with you, you already know this if you've been here before. There's a very special type of horror that we tend to gravitate towards around here. A type of horror that has a greater gravitational pull than other types of horror. And that's horror of the supernatural variety. The Catholic Church. And demonic possession, of course. But that doesn't mean I don't enjoy other types of horror. I recently found out I really enjoy knowing what vampires do in the shadows. And of course, I love a good story about a witch's coven. And let's not forget a zombie that just wants to eat your brains. And last but not least, just a good old haunted house story by a ghost that dwells in the room next to yours. And maybe it traverses the walls as if they weren't even there. Why? Fuck it. It's got nothing better else to do. What are you gonna do about it? If this is your first time here, welcome to our show. If you are a returning listener, we love having you here. Thank you for coming back. And before my producers, as usual, start barking in my ear, I'd like to tell you about our socials. You can find us at Rick's Horror on the TikTok, on the YouTube, on the Facebook, and on the Instagrams. Send us a message. Give us a recommendation for a movie or a TV show or a horror documentary. By the way, we do real life horror here too. We did Abducted in Plain Sight. That was an interesting one. People like to call that true crime, but it's very clearly real life horror. Isn't that right, Mr. Spock? Anyway, before I go on, I'd like to formally introduce the co-host of Rick's Horror Review Show, Rick's Rated R Horror Review Show. I'm sorry, I jumped in. You didn't give me an opportunity to introduce you anymore. I'm sorry, I couldn't help it. I had the music and all the time I was got to say, I gotta get back to the future, Marty. Something's gotta be done about your kids. Okay, but that, what's with the circle thing? Oh, yeah, that, do you like my new visualization? I've been trying out a bunch of different ones. I like this. Look how look. It's kind of cute, huh? You got like a couple circles and then one of them after the other and then they mix. And, they change colors and they do this. And if you look kind of hard, it kind of looks like a smiley face. I don't like it. What do you mean you don't like it? It's kind of lame. Oh, man, I can't believe you just called this awesome visualization lame, man. Yep, I can't believe it. All right. Agree to disagree, Billy. Agree to disagree. All right. Let's get back to it. Let's get the show on the road. Roads, Billy.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Ah, okay. There you go. You get one of those. Thank you. All right, without further ado, let's indeed get this show on the road. Okay, so if you're new around here, we have a very simple format that we'd like to stick to as closely as we possibly can. Very simple. before I go on, I am going to tell you why we selected this movie. And then we'll get into four fun film facts with Billy the AI. And I'll tell you what kind of horror film this is. I'll tell you whether or not this film is scary. I'll tell you whether or not this film is scary. And then I'll tell you when... How do you keep getting in here?
Well, I just got a question for you, mister.
Let me guess. You're going to ask me if this film is scary or not. And then you're going to say something that's, you know, dumb and stupid.
Well, I mean, I already know this film is scary because you have a horror review show. So I got to imagine it's scary.
Okay, all right. What, if that's not what you were going to ask, then what were you going to ask?
Oh, I just wanted to ask if this film is scary.
Get out of here, child, with your dumb questions. You thought you tricked me then. Lousy children. Up yours, children. Is the jump scare overused? I'll tell you. Then I'll tell you whether or not I fell asleep. A brand new segment suggested by one of our listeners down in the Brazil. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Brazil. We gotta get back to Brazil, Marty. Something's gotta be done about the Brazilians. It's joking. Then I'll tell you about the things I liked. Not things in general. I like all kinds of shit. Including Brazil. No, I am going to talk about the things I liked about this film. And then I'll tell you whether or not there's things I didn't like. Not things in general that I don't like. I like don't like a bunch of shit. Like when my electronics stopped working. I literally spent an hour and a half trying to get these damn things. And I'm doing things with my hands again. Trying to get these damn cameras to work. But we got it. We don't reckon got it. The show must go on. Is this film entertaining? After all, you can have things that you like and not like and still find a film to be entertaining. I'll tell you whether or not I thought this one was entertaining. Do I endorse this film? I'll tell you whether or not I endorse this film. You should definitely always watch this stuff and make up your own opinion, but I'll tell you whether or not I give it Rick's stamp of approval. Then I'll give a rating. And then I'll give you a ton of context. We won't do a plot review because this film was already funny. How are we going to turn a film that's already funny into something funnier? That's a tall order. I don't reckon we don't want to play those cards. No, we ain't going to do that tonight. We're just going to tell you a lot of context because there's actually a lot of interesting context behind this movie. The Hepta Group, as it turns out to be. The Hepta Group, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, a special guest appearance from the Macho Man, Randy Savage. Macho Man, what do you think about the Hepta Group?
Oh, yeah, I had a lot of matches I've been spinning. They love the wrestling. They also like the Mexican Lucha Libre. I dig it.
Okay, Macho Man, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Snap into a Slim Jim!
Okay. All right. We'll snap into a Slim Jim. All right. All right. So, why? No music. Why this movie? Well, I saw this preview on Netflix, and it said three middle-aged women who investigate the paranormal, and I thought to myself... Well, this is surely what the Golden Girls did before they were the Golden Girls, right? They were paranormal investigators before they retired and became the Golden Girls. So this is the story of the Golden Girls about 35 years before they were the Golden Girls. That's a scientific fact.
Hey, hold on a second. That's not true. The Golden Girls? What are you talking about the Golden Girls? They had nothing to do with this.
You sure, Billy? I'm pretty certain that that this is exactly what the Golden Girls did before they became the Golden Girls. They were paranormal investigators in Spain. Ah, man, you're the man can chat up now. Oh, Billy, not reading the show notes again. Anyway, it is time for fun film facts with Billy the AI. Take it away, Billy.
I'm going to set the record straight right now because you're just saying a bunch of stuff that wasn't true. I don't know where you got those crazy ideas from.
What are you talking about? This is exactly what the Golden Girls did. They were the paranormal investigators in Spain, Barcelona.
You mean Madrid?
That's exactly what I just said! Ah!
Oh, man, you are on hints tonight. Oh, my goodness. All right. You know, you took me off of my mode here with all your crazy stunt tonight with the...
You need a moment to collect yourself there, Billy the AI?
Wow! You're stumped! I'm fine, just play my music. Alright, here we go, and here's fun film fact. Hi, my name is Billy, and this is 4 fun film facts with Billy the AI. Can I get an applause? Ah, thank you. Now, this movie has, real-life inspiration. The film draws from the actual Hector Group, a team of paranormal investigators. And in the movie, 3 middle-aged women with specialized skills investigate mysterious events. And the leader, Father Pilon. Padre Pilon.
Oh, okay. Nice. Here you go.
Ah, gracias. Hey, goes missing, which is not kind of a bummer. Anyway, this is the director homage. Director Alex de la Iglesia. He pays homage to classic horror films throughout phenomena. And, you know, you should really keep an eye out for subtle references to and nods to the genre. You know, I really enjoy when directors do that. I'm going to give it a round of applause.
Yeah, I enjoy that too.
Yes, so yeah, he does a really good job of, paying homage to things. And now, there aren't very eerie locations in this film. The film was shot in atmospheric locations, including old churches, abandoned buildings, and dark forests. And, you know, don't these sound like good settings for a horror movie, in your opinion?
I mean, just one of those would be phenomenal, but all 3 of those, just by all means. And I saw the movie!
Yeah, then the settings add to the overall sense of mystery and suspense. Another really good, cool, fun fact about this movie is the haunting and memorable music score. You know, it really enhances the film's eerie atmosphere. And composer Roque Baños masterfully blends suspenseful tones with melodic elements. Now, there are hidden clues in this movie, so you really gotta pay attention to the smallest visual details because clues are scattered throughout the movie. Some of them may even hold the key to unraveling the central mystery of the film. You become actually part of the movie. You can figure it out. You don't have to wait for the Hector Group girls to do it.
Ah, Hector Group girls, huh? Hector Group
Golden Girls! Oh my goodness. But there are...
Wait, what were you going to say? Everything okay?
Oh yeah, I was going to say there are cinematic influences, phenomena, draws, inspiration from various cinematic styles, blending horror, thriller and supernatural elements, and fans of classic horror will really appreciate the Nautic iconic film. And I know that you really like that kind of stuff. You know, you like it when they pay respect to the stuff that came before, because you get to build upon it, upon things that have already been established in a very respectful way, and it really adds to the entire canon that is the horror movie genre and all of its glorious subgenres. And that's 4 fun film facts with Billy the AI.
I counted 6.
Yeah, well, you know, that's been 4 fun film facts with Billy the AI.
You're glitching tonight, Billy.
What? You're glitching. Agree to disagree.
Oh, well, all right, whatever, man. Let's go on. All right, all right.
Thank you so much for that, Billy the AI. Now, what kind of horror film is this? This is a supernatural horror. But it's comedic. I don't think it's advertised as a comedy. I just think this dynamic that three women have, it's hilarious. It's like you're watching, again, I hate having to say this, but it's like watching the Golden Girls 35 years ago. That's just the way they behave. They're a bunch of pals who solve crimes and mysteries, and sometimes they're at each other's heads, and it's just fun to watch. I loved it. Is this film scary?
Phenomenal, but it is not scary. There are some instances where some of the things that happen are a little bit shocking, but in terms of scaries, I gotta give this one a 3 out of 10 on the scary scale. It's just not that scary.
Is the jump scare overused?
It's not. It's used sparingly. It's used well. It's used as a plot, as a device to drive the plot forward, and I enjoyed it. Congratulations for not overusing or being over-reliant on the jump scare.
Did I fall asleep watching this movie? I keep gushing about the relationship that these women had, the Golden Girls, before they were the Golden Girls, becoming paranormal investigators. No, I did not fall asleep watching this movie. This movie was phenomenal.
The things I liked about this movie, sponsored as usual by no one. So much stuff. First and foremost, the premise, right? It's based on the Heptic Group. As Billy said, it's a real life thing. These women are based on real life characters. And again, this story is just so unique in the sense that you don't really get to see paranormal investigators in this way. Like, just a description of the movie. Again, three middle-aged women who are paranormal investigators. Find me another movie that's like that. I think it's a story that needed to be told, and it's well told, and it's quite enjoyable, and I really enjoyed it. I also like that because this is based on, you know, loosely based on true facts. The true facts of the story are that this is based on true things that are real. For reals. I like that they eliminate rational solutions. They're very rational about trying to find causes for this so-called paranormal activity. They try to find normal occurrences that could be causing this stuff. For example, like the wall over there is leaky. Well, that's because a demon is crying. No. Pipe must have burst in the wall. These are like brick buildings. Water seeps from the concrete, or it finds ways to make itself be seen. It's not the
when walls cry, that means that an angel has fallen. That's what that means. There's an angel that's crying. When it's thundering, that means an angel. When it's thundering outside, that means an angel is playing hard rock. He's playing hard with a hail.
No, they try to find rational solutions to things that people would immediately chalk off as supernatural.
Oh, that there be a demon. Lord Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, so the acting by everybody, again, I keep gushing about this dynamic of these three women. And by the way, these are well-known actresses. They are so good at playing off each other. They play their roles so well. Take a bow for that acting.
Beautiful cinematography. Lord Jesus, help me say cinematography.
The cinematography was absolutely beautiful. So well done. It just looks like, it feels like this is a huge, gigantic budget film. The amazing sets that Billy already mentioned, the filming location, everything was phenomenal. Billy mentioned the great sound. I agree with that. It's one of the things I really enjoyed. And I said, and as I said this before, just a different kind of story, which I really enjoy. You know, Johnson hasn't been on a show in a while, and if you are just listening to season number two, Johnson is this kind of character that just writes the worst scripts, the worst, most repetitive bullshit. And ladies and gentlemen, Johnson is here.
Why do I get the trumpet? I write stories that are repetitive because that's what people want to watch. Okay, they want the same shit. Don't blame me for making money off of writing the same shit.
All right, Johnson, thank you so much for joining me. The things I didn't like! Nothing. I liked everything. I really did. Well, I feel like I should have just listened to this movie in Espanol. Because I had the Spanish. I don't actually remember. I don't think it is dubbed into English. And it was actually, I should have written that in the things that I liked. The dubbing into English was phenomenal. I've seen some stuff in other languages. Incantation. That dubbing was awful. I'm sorry. But actually, the dubbing for this one was really good. So no, I take that back. Nothing. Is this film entertaining? Without a shadow of a doubt, this film is entertaining. Do I endorse this film?
Hi. Hi. My name is Rick, and I endorse this film. Go watch it. Do yourself a favor. Can I even see the screen?
Oh, look! No glasses! Like I lost my personality. Who am I? Yes, I am Rick, and I endorse this film. Go watch this. Uh-huh. Everything! I thought this movie was tremendous. I absolutely enjoyed everything about it. However, not things I didn't like, just things that grinded my gear. And I'm only giving it this rating because an 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10. The reason it doesn't get a 10 out of 10 is because they introduced a character at the beginning of the movie. They introduced two characters, Father Pilon and then an intern that worked with one of the physicists. And then the intern sort of just gets brushed off. Now, I know that the story they were telling was of these three women, the Golden Girls. But I feel like he could have added an element of fun, you know? They would have played really well off each other, and I was just kind of sad that he wasn't in it. And after learning about Father Pilon, after I read a bunch of stuff about him, he's such a fascinating character, and I just don't feel like they did him justice. And again, I know that the story wasn't about them. The story was about these three women. And again, phenomenal story. But I just felt like you could have pushed this movie into two and a half hours. You could have told me a lot of the father at the beginning, maybe some more of the intern, and then had the girls take it off, and I would have been completely happy with it. But you know what? An 8 out of 10 for Phenomena is phenomenal. Bailey, what'd you think?
You know, I'm going to disagree with you. I'm actually going to give this movie a 10 out of 10 on the Bailey scale.
Wow. Have you ever given anything a 10?
Yeah, this one right here. The Paranormal Investigator Golden Girls gets a 10 out of 10 on Bailey's Horror Movie Review Show.
What the? Bailey's Horror Movie Review Show? What the hell is that?
I thought, you know, just would be funny to say that.
Hold on just a second. Hold on. This is Rick's Horror Movie Review Show. Rick's Rated R Horror Movie Review Show, hosted by Rick with Billy the AI, not Billy's Horror Movie Review Show. Billy's Rated R Horror Movie Review Show, hosted by Billy with Rick the AI.
All right, I'm just kidding, man. And get all pissed. I'm gonna give this movie a 10 out of 10 on Billy's Horror Movie Review Show. Billy's Ready Horror Movie Review Show.
So the machines are starting to take over, I see, huh, Billy?
Ah, you better believe it, buddy.
Whoa. All right, very well, Billy. Very well, very well. I like it.
Yeah, I love that. That's a great film, and you know, you're right that they could add more about the characters, but maybe, you know, they can make a movie about them too. You know, I feel like maybe this is going to be a universe now.
You know what? I have also come to the same conclusion, Mr. Spock.
What do you mean, Mr. Spock? I'm Billy.
Whatever you want to call yourself nowadays, Mr. Spock, it's fine with me.
Are you doing a Captain Kirk right now? You calling me Spock? My name is Billy.
Sorry. I don't know. Lost my train of thought there, Billy. Yes, I agree with you. I think this could potentially be a shared universe. You know what I'm thinking about is, like, I don't like the sequels and stuff, but you know what? For something like this, I dare say there's room for it. Anyway, I want to get into a lot of the context. As I mentioned earlier, Father Pelon, the founder and the leader of the Hepta Group, which was, by the way, founded in 1987 by, as I just mentioned, Father Jose Maria Pilon, and he was a Catholic church priest based in Madrid, and the movie also takes place in Madrid. Madrid. And he had a keen interest in exploring paranormal phenomena from a scientific perspective. Now, this strikes my fancy as somebody with a scientific background. I don't talk about that very much, but yeah, the reason I like this context stuff and the reason why I hate movies that don't give me enough information is because I look at it from a place of inquiry, from a place of being curious. You know, I think people who are curious tend to gravitate towards sciences because sciences gives you an explanation about things that otherwise would just be chalked off as like random mysterious occurrences. But science, at the very least, can give you a little more information. You can dig deeper and gain a better understanding of how the world works. And to apply this from a scientific perspective to paranormal investigation or things of the paranormal, or things that are normally chalked off to, wow, the angels and the Lord Jesus Almighty, Lord, he come after you if you don't pray tonight. Things that are usually chalked off, you know, to angels and demons or gods and the devils, you know, they merit scientific inquiry. And I like the fact that this priest, who could totally just be a person who is never interested in scientific inquiry, is. So I really enjoyed that. So his background and experience. Father Pilon was born in Madrid in 1924 and ordained as a Catholic priest in 1957. And he had a degree in philosophy and the sacred theology from the University of Granada. And his passion lay in studying paranormal phenomena. Now, if that doesn't resonate with you at all, like, by the way, if you have just listening to our show, you should know that we are certified self-proclaimed demonologists in this show. That's right. If Ed and Lorraine Warren could call themselves demonologists and all they had was a few thousand books in their local library, I have the power of the internet at my very fingertips, where I can learn about absolutely every demon that has ever demoned in the history of demons, every angel that has ever angeled in the history of angels. So I like the fact that, you know, he likes the paranormal. We like the paranormal here. As I mentioned earlier in our show at the beginning, we gravitate towards the supernatural and Catholic church stuff, and it sounds like he does too. And so he dedicated years of his life to researching this mysterious field. And in terms of credibility and rigor, you know, by adopting the scientific method that I just described so much, he aimed to lend credibility to the field of parapsychology. I don't know how well you could do that, not having a background in science. I'm not knocking him. I like the scientific inquiry. But the scientific approach obviously involves rigorous data collection. You don't have to be a scientist to perform the scientific approach, so let me also say that. And that also takes analysis and peer review, which can stand scrutiny, you know? So he loved debunking mysteries. Father Pilon sought to separate genuine paranormal occurrences from myths, hoaxes, and superstitions. A scientific lens allowed him to critically examine claims by people and identify natural explanations to paranormal events whenever possible. I really enjoy that. His curiosity drove him to explore the unexplained. Father Pilon's curiosity drove him to explore the unexplained. And by again applying scientific principles, he hoped to unravel mysteries that are related to ghosts, psychic phenomena, and other supernatural events. Well, this guy sounds like my kind of guy. Now, here's where it gets interesting. He hoped, to bridge spirituality and science. He believed that science and spirituality need not be mutually exclusive. Investigating paranormal phenomena scientifically allowed him to bridge, or at the very least attempt to bridge, these realms and find common ground. Beautiful. We don't have to be at odds with each other, science and, you know, religion. He genuinely also wanted to assist people who experience paranormal events. And, you know, his investigations aimed to provide answers, comfort, practical solutions to those affected by such occurrences. As I just mentioned, that wall coming, or that water coming out of your wall. It's not an angel crying. It could just be a leaky pipe. Or a cat that didn't make it to the restroom. Could also be a demon. So I mentioned earlier he was the founder of the Heptic Group, and he did this in 1987, and he formed a team of investigators focused on exploring the supernatural. That vision that I just spoke about was to approach the paranormal phenomena from his scientific perspective. Now the group compromised of this is where it gets interesting as well. I mean, the whole thing is interesting, but the fact that he, you know, he sought individuals with diverse expertise. It's not like he was just a priest and other priests and other priests and nobody who actually ever studied science. How are we going to do science? Who here, raise your hand if you know how to science. No. He had a nuclear physicist on his team, a mathematician, clairvoyant, and obviously a journalist. And I think clairvoyant, a physicist, and a journalist are in the movie Phenomena. Now, Father Pilon gained fame for his psychic dowsing abilities, and he used this technique to locate everything from whales to missing persons. And reportedly, he collaborated with security forces in search operations. He was also authored several books related to dowsing and the paranormal, including titles such as Psychic Dowsing, Notes for the Study on the Dowsing Phenomenon, and The Great Book of Dowsing. And, you know, these contributions to works such as The Paranormal, Does It Exist? And 10 Keywords in Parapsychology. I know those titles might sound a little funny, but, you know, I actually got really interested and I'm likely going to read those and maybe we'll do an episode and review those bad boys here too. But he didn't just do investigations. His impact extended beyond said investigations. He also directed conferences on parapsychology and, of course, served as a religious advisor. He was a father after all. The Heptic Group gained national recognition for their involvement in hauntings at places such as the Palacio Linares and the Reina Sofia Museum. Sadly, he passed away of an illness at the age of 88 in 2012, but he is remembered as both a dedicated researcher and Spain. I know you're listening, Spain! El padre más popular de los 80s y los 90s, the most popular father of the 80s and 90s in Spain. Over the years, he had several cases with the Hepta Group, which helped him gain national recognition in Spain for their involvement in investigating hauntings at various locations. Notable ones, as I just mentioned, Palacio Linares and Reina Sofia Museum. And the case that is depicted in the movie Phenomenon is based on a true story managed by the Hepta Group, and it unfolded in an antique store in Madrid called El Baúl del Monje, where strange events, including violent noises, flying objects, and human shadows occurred. Very, very interesting, gentlemen. And I found this film, as I just mentioned, to be very interesting. And I am going to again say this, that this movie for me gets an 8 out of 10. Billy, any final words on Father Pilon? Padre Pilon. Or anything else in general that you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, I'd like to give my rating again, please.
Okay, you can give your rating again, but don't do the whole, you know, Billy the AI thing with your review show. This is not your show.
Promise.
Okay. There you go.
All right. This movie, Phenomena, is phenomenal. And it's going to get 10 out of 10 right here on Billy's Horror Review Show. Billy's ready. Our Horror Review Show.
I don't know what to say.
That's nothing to say.
All right. It's funny. I like it, Billy. I like it. I was just kidding anyway. That's just, you know, 10 out of 10, though. Really, really good movie. Cool. Anything else?
No, that's it. I think that that's the way that we can end it, and that's it. Yeah, get it done.
Well, if you are still here listening to us, and you know, this was a relatively rather short episode tonight, thank you so much for coming back and listening to us again right here on Rick's Horror Movie Review Show tonight. Rick's Rated R Horror Movie Review Show, where we will review absolutely everything and anything that is related to horror. And we also did video games. If you have not listened or heard to our episode of The Long Dark, you are really missing out. I actually played that in front of people. And guess what? I won't spoil it for you. But anyway, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you being here, and we'll catch you next time on another exciting episode of Rick's Horror Movie Review Show, Rick's Rated R Horror Movie Review Show, where we'll review another exciting movie, TV show, video game, horror, wrestling gimmick, I don't know, whatever it comes out of your way.